I always love the Gospel of John. I mentioned it several times before, and today, just four little words after Judas left the supper, John wrote, quote, "And it was night." And it was night. And I shared this weekend for my homily about how much sin there was for all people. And I mentioned especially Judas and Peter. You know, both of them denied Jesus. Both did very bad, bad things. On Judas, we listened tonight how he was leaving the Last Supper. He was getting money. And he was going to turn Jesus in to be arrested. And then Jesus died when he was on the cross. And at the same time, in the same reading, Peter said he would give his life for his friend Jesus. And Jesus said, if you think you're going to give your life, well, by the cock crows, so when the rooster crows, you will deny me. And he did. So both Peter and Judas, and each of us, can be in the darkness, which means the sin. So two things I want to talk about light today. The first, last night we had the Chrism Mass. So I drove yesterday to Duluth, and it was just a lightful thing because we have Jesus there in the tabernacle. We have our bishop that was there. And he blessed the oils that we have for our sacraments, several of our sacraments. We have the priests that were there. We had our vows that we said when we were ordained. And it was a promise again to do our ordination, to our obedience, and to pray God that we will serve our people well. We have the deacons, the sisters, the laity, married couples, those that have many kids, in the whole cathedral to show the light of Jesus Christ in our diocese. And then, of course, we have for us today and tomorrow for our last masses before the Triduum, which is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Easter. So continue to be in the light of our spiritual life, that we can be prepared well through the darkness to the light, to get away our sins, to go to forgiveness, to go to confession, and to know that our church here, St. Columban, our diocese, and the whole world goes out of the darkness to the light of Jesus. Please stand.